This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. There's an old saying that it's best not to know how laws and sausage are made. Well, the grinder was operating at max capacity this week as your Congress came back from a week-long Memorial Day recess. A reconciliation bill funding ICE and CBP was the top item on the Senate agenda, with the House waiting patiently to finish the job. It was a $70 billion package that would have normally already been signed into law. But remember, a week ago, just as that package was about to sail through, the administration announced an agreement with the Department of Justice that, among other things, created a $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund that many felt would wind up in the hands of January 6th protesters. Like a heavy downpour in the middle of a baseball game, out came the tarp, and reconciliation headed to the dugout. Well, after the week at home, the Senate came back this week and on Thursday spent about 18 hours trying to quash a bit of a rebellion among the Senate GOP, and they ultimately passed the bill 52-47 with one GOP senator voting against it. Too late, though, for the House. Speaker Mike Johnson, facing a lot of absenteeism, canceled Friday votes and he sent his members home for the weekend. Reconciliation wasn't the only issue for senators this week. They also failed to clear a procedural hurdle on the reauthorization of the FISA 702 program. Remember that one? We've talked a lot about it. Congress has been struggling with its reauthorization and recently bought itself a little more time till June 12th to prevent this most important surveillance program from going dark. I've said before that such an outcome would be unconscionable. I think I also said that on controversial matters like 702, even when Congress gives itself more time to work through issues, you can count on Congress to take to the 11th hour. Next week, it's fish or cut bait time once again on FISA 702. June 12th is just a week away. Not helpful was President Trump's appointment of Bill Pulte as Acting Director of National Intelligence. He's currently director of the Federal Housing Finance Authority, hardly the bona fides for running the nation's intelligence programs. Bottom line to all this, we still don't have a fix to funding CBP and ICE, and the clock is ticking on FISA 702. Needless to say, Senate Majority Leader John Thune has his hands full. The House, on the other hand, got some work done, though there were some dramatic moments in the lower chamber. We passed the second of 12 appropriation bills on the floor, this one the Ag Appropriations Bill, 213-210. Earlier in the week, the House Appropriations Committee marked up its eighth and ninth bills for fiscal 27, Interior, one of them, the other one, my bill, Transportation and Housing and Urban Development. Only Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education, and the Homeland Security bills are left to go. I was honored to preside and pass my T-HUD bill, which funds all matters related to transportation, think planes, trains, and automobiles, as well as our housing programs. My bill also included over 3,000 community projects, including 16 in the 3rd District of Arkansas, where much-needed federal help is necessary to help our growing region with critical infrastructure. You can visit my website to learn more about these projects, but note that several of them are directed to smaller communities who lack the resources to go big. Places like Dyer, Lincoln, Green Forest, Gentry, Cave Springs, and Hinesville. It's always a priority of mine to help my small cities and towns. Their needs are just as important as the big boys. On the floor of the House, there were some tense moments. While trying to finish whipping votes on the Ag Appropriations Bill before closing out a rule vote, a member of the Ohio delegation got pretty angry at the delay and changed his vote on the rule preventing its passage. A heated exchange ensued on the floor, and he finally changed his vote back to yes on the rule before we moved on to the Ag Appropriations Bill. It was our version of whack-a-mole. The House also on Wednesday sent a rebuke to the President on the war in Iran with a War Powers Resolution calling for the removal of the U.S. from that conflict. The vote was 215-208 with four Republicans in support. And a Ukraine supplemental package passed the House on Thursday, 226 to 195. You can expect more drama as we approach the midterms. There's a lot of anxiety brewing, particularly with members in swing seats. That will make for a test of leadership of Speaker Johnson and his team. Margins are thin. Attendance issues abound. We even have one member from New Jersey that hasn't been seen since March. It's believed it's a medical issue, but really nobody knows. Very strange indeed. So there you have it. That's your Congress this week in Washington. I hope you have a great weekend. One piece of advice for Sunday brunch: please stay away from the sausage. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.